What a terrific day. I am so excited to have a piece of our history back with us today. History can teach us a lot. A famous quote reads something like this: "Those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it." Now, variations of this quote have been attributed to many people, including this one to Winston Churchill. The basic meaning behind this quote is that if we don't learn from the mistakes of our past, then we will make the same mistakes and have the same problems of previous generations. And while this is certainly true, we shouldn't just learn from our mistakes. We should also learn from what we did right. And that is exactly what the writer of the book of Hebrews does in chapter 11. And we're actually going to be doing a study through the book of Hebrews, but today chapter 11 was the most fitting for today's ceremony. So we're starting with chapter 11, then we'll double back in future weeks. But in this chapter, the author of Hebrews gives us a lot of names from Old Testament history, including Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Joseph, Joshua, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. And if you read these stories in the Old Testament about these people, we find that they did some amazing things. The author of Hebrews tells us that they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. But if you also look at this list, you will find that most, if not all, of these people were deeply flawed. These people had problems. In some cases, they ran from God. They lied, they cheated, they stole, and they even killed. And how was God able to take these people with all their faults and do such great things? The common denominator through all of this is faith. Over and over again in our scripture, our author says, by faith, Abel, by faith, Noah, by faith, Abraham. We see repeated here again and again is that having faith and being obedient leads to great things. And the book of Hebrews defines faith like this. Now, faith is confidence. Confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Our faith is that component that just makes us attached to God. The mysteries of God, the things that we can't explain, the things that we don't understand. Science tries to explain it. There's a lot of things that are going on, but we have to have faith that it is from God. And all of the people mentioned in chapter 11, they had faith. And they were ordinary people, just like you and me, ordinary people. But they had faith. And at times they had absolute faith. Faith that God was who he said he was. They did not doubt it. They had faith that God was the God that formed the universe. And they had faith that he was the God who would deliver on his promises. Because God never breaks his promises. Faith means that we know without a doubt. We know that our Lord is faithful and just, and that our Lord has the power and He will deliver on what He has promised. Faith means that we can endure in the face of trials. Faith means we can endure in the face of temptation and even in the face of persecution. These were not perfect people. Some of these so-called heroes, like Abraham, lied about his wife and almost lost Sarah to another man. And later, Abraham slept with another woman and had a child with her. Moses had a temper and he ran from trouble and he stuttered. He couldn't speak well. And David went from hero and king to adulterer and murderer. Rahab was listed in that list. She was a prostitute. And we could go on and on through that list and find everything wrong with the people that are in that list. Now, this doesn't excuse what they did wrong. For those that did wrong, they were punished. But it does show us what the power of faith can do in spite of us. Faith can take any broken person and transform them into something powerful. I can tell you that in my life, there were periods and times where I was a broken and sinful man. But by God's grace and by returning to my faith, God has used me to do way more than my ability. And in the history of Christianity, there were times when the church got it right. From Acts chapter 2, again, you've heard this 1,000 times from me. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And what happened? The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The early church spread through the Roman Empire, and soon it was filled with corruption. But the early church fathers gathered themselves, made corrections, and the church survived. The church went through other ugly periods, including the Crusades and the Dark Ages. But in every rough period of the church, there were those who were willing to be faithful and to reform the church and put it back on the right path. And Christianity continued to survive. And if we fast forward to the 1800s, Jacob and Rosalia Fegley moved from Germany in 1804. And they went to this little church in Maryland under the preaching of a man named William Otterbein. And it was in that church that they were converted to true Christian faith. And they took that faith and they moved west. And eventually they settled along Taylor's Creek. And by faith, Rosalia started a church in her home. It was by faith in 1811 that they built a log cabin church along now what is Wesselman Road. And if you go out Wesselman Road towards Harrison, there's a little intersection where Colerain, Miami, and Green Township meet. That is the description of where that log church was. And after the death of her husband, it was by faith in 1820 that the church bought land up here on the hill and built the first brick church just a few hundred yards from here. And by faith, that church survived being burnt down by fires, and they rebuilt it. It was knocked down by a cyclone, and by faith, they rebuilt it. And in the history of the United Brethren Church, there were many divisions and many things that happened. And yet the church remained faithful. It was by faith in the 1800s that this church, this congregation, produced dozens of pastors that went and served not only here, but in Indiana, and moved west as settlers moved west, creating United Brethren congregations. It was by faith that it was this congregation, along with Germantown and a couple others, that came together to make Miami Valley the home of the United Brethren Church. Even though it was founded by Otterbein in Maryland, they moved the headquarters to Dayton, Ohio, because of how rich the faith was here in the Miami Valley. They built a headquarters, they built a printing press, and they established the very seminary that I attend today, United Theological Seminary, is here partly because of this congregation. It was by faith that the United Brethren merged with the Evangelicals to become a bigger and stronger denomination, and they became the EUB Church. And it was by faith and a lot of hard work that they built this very church that we're sitting in today. And since 1961, it was by faith that this church has endured many other things. In my tenure alone, it was by faith that we made it through COVID. We kept this church going, and we're sitting here strong today. And even now, it is by faith that we will continue to endure the obstacles that lay ahead of us. And what kind of faith is it that we need to keep moving forward? It is by faith that we need to come together and understand who God is, and that He, according to the Scripture, is the creator of the universe. It is by faith that we must remain devoted to the apostles' teachings. God's holy word needs to be a part of our faithful foundation. And by faith, we are united through our fellowship together, through meeting and worship and the sharing of sacraments, sharing our luncheons, sharing our faith and ministries together. And by faith, we need to be obedient to God's call. God is at work among us. I see it in your lives. I hear it from your own lips. Hey, pastor, this Bible study stuff really makes a difference. Hey, pastor, this prayer is making a difference. And I still believe that God has greater things yet for us if we continue to drive forward and live by faith. And my prayer is that when we have this quilt restored and put on display, that it will remind us, just as all the other pictures around the church do, of the fervent faith of a small German immigrant Rosalia who wouldn't give up, who stayed on people, and the faith of all of those that followed her. May it inspire us that with such faith, that 100 years from now, others will look at our faith and mark this time, this era, as a significant moment in our church. Wouldn't that be something? When people look and say, wow, that church went, whoo! Is that who we can be? It is by faith that we can be that people. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faithful people that have gone before us. Some of them have passed recently. Some of them have passed decades ago. Many of them were mentors to us. Many of them led the charge when times were troubled. Many of them reached down into their pocketbooks. Many of them reached down with a hammer and a saw. Many of them just through their presence, through their prayer, and through their faithful attendance has made Zion what it is today. Lord, we thank you for those that are here today that have spent a lifetime serving this church. And Lord, may we all through faith continue the legacy that was started so long ago. Let us be faithful to your word. Let us be faithful to your nature. Let us be faithful through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And may we go and be the church that you've called us to be. Let us continue to march on until we reach Zion. Be with us all through your Son's name, we pray. Amen. It's interesting, I noticed in that note that song was written in 1707. And Zion Church was formed in 1807. And not to show your age, but who was here in 1961 when you marched from the old church down to here singing which song?
Marching to Zion.
There's about 8 or 9 hands up at least. Isn't that something? A connected heritage. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens by faith. And let us leave here in joyful faith. Let us go down and share in a wonderful time of communion with one another and share the joy of our faithful past, and let us look forward to a faithful future. Let us go now here as faithful followers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of His Holy Spirit. Amen.